my freedom, I'll keep my guns. Try to keep my money and my religion too. Try to keep on working, try to keep on smiling. I will keep my Christian name and y'all can keep the change. I'll keep my heroes' pictures on the wall. I'll keep my family safe. You bluff and I'll call. I'm gonna keep my big V8, keep my friends the same. Keep the government out of my business and y'all can keep the change. This country sure as hell been going down the drain. We know what we need, we know who to blame. United Socialist States of America. How do you like that name? I'll keep the USA and y'all can keep the change.
Oh, baby, yeah, we're here to talk about tonight. Keeping that change. I like the part where he says, keeping your family safe. Jeff Bennett here. Edge of darkness. And man, are we on the edge of it, folks. Yeah, we're live today. Ninth day of March. Monday was a somewhat unscheduled program, but I came across an old program which we chose to run, and then yesterday I was going to be here, but I didn't have a good day yesterday. I got thrown into fits of anger for reasons that I'm not going to bore you with, but and then miraculously I came up with another old program. What did we run yesterday? I can't even remember. Animal Farm. Oh boy. We got so many pigs. Never mind. Another day, another story. I had a program scheduled and laid out about an hour ago, and all of a sudden things started popping up and came to me, and it totally changed the direction. Now, most of you know that I normally do health-related programs on Wednesday. I think this is Wednesday. I guess in some respects, we're still doing a health program, but this becomes mental health. And that's probably my biggest problem right now, bad mental health. Well, at about 3 o'clock this afternoon, of course, I didn't get it till about an hour ago, but headline came out, and I've been warning you, I knew this was coming, and any of you people who have any degree of common sense also know it was coming. Joe Biden, Bungles the Clown, whatever you want to call his character, has now ordered a study for government-controlled digital dollar to compete with Bitcoin. I've told you this for a long time. The day of the dollar is on the wane. It's soon going to be gone, Jim. He signed an executive order today to study the concept of a digital dollar currency to compete with Bitcoin. But it goes beyond just Bitcoin. This is something the Federal Reserve is pushing. Don't kid yourself. And Joey, or one of his administrators, told reporters yesterday, we're placing the highest urgency on the effort to assess the potential benefits and the risks of a digital dollar on payment systems, on financial stability, on national security, on the implications for human rights and financial inclusion. Human rights? As if they give a damn? A digital dollar would be easier for the federal government of the United States to control than cash, but make it more susceptible to inflation and government controls than open source currencies like Bitcoin. Because we all know Bitcoin is trusted by users for not being susceptible to government control, and that's the reason they're pushing it. The government wants control of every nickel and dime that you and I have our hands on. Bitcoin is allowed to exist without government interference in changing the supply or seizing or freezing assets. Bungle's officials stressed that the executive order marked the first time the United States brought together, quote, a coherent and coordinated view on digital currencies at the very highest level of government. Coherent? Well, Joey's not coherent. The president is articulating his views about what our interests and concerns are in this space. In fact, that is notable in and of itself. The Biden officials stressed that a digital dollar would help the United States compete with other digital currencies. One official went so far as to say the primacy of the dollar, the U.S. dollar, it's underpinned by fundamental advantages that the United States has held for a long time and continues to hold. Yeah, right. Credible and long-standing commitments to transparency, our rule of law, which they break every time they can, the contractual obligations and rights that everyone enjoys. Well, they're trying to make it sound like we're all happy here, you know. The deepest and most liquid financial markets in the world, sound economic governance, and the full independence of our Federal Reserve System. It's not our Federal Reserve System. It's owned by seven international scumbuckets. One official defended the idea of a digital dollar in terms of social justice, noting that Americans facing issues with financial inclusions could use U.S. government currencies without the struggles of meeting requirements from existing banks, credit cards, and financial institutions. Yeah, but you got to have the stuff to be able to use it. There's at least potential here to try to address a very serious problem that mainly affects, you know, lower income, middle class Americans. The Bank of England has called on ministers to discuss whether or not a central bank digital currency should be programmable, which would allow governments to control its use. Now, you could introduce programmability. That's what happens if one of the participants in a transaction puts a restriction on the future use of the money. That, according to Tom Mutton, a director at the Bank of England. He told that to the Telegraph the other day. And he goes on to say that there could be some socially beneficial outcomes from that, preventing activity which is seen to be socially harmful in some way. What? Like maybe buying drugs or picking up a hooker for a couple hours, you know. But at the same time, it could be a restriction on people's freedoms. That, my friends, is the main key. Any government-controlled cryptocurrency is going to put a restriction on your freedoms. Let's face it, the lack of value of the U.S. dollar is doing plenty of that as it is. Okay, that's part one. Oh, there's more interesting parts to this whole thing. Not to that story. But that came before my desk just a little over an hour ago. Pretty profound. But we knew it was coming. And the picture of Joe walking down the gangplank at the plane with his eyes closed, probably praying that he doesn't fall down. Oh, man. Did you hear about Kamala Harris the other day? I wish I had it in front of me because she's just got to be the absolute dumbest thing I've ever seen. All I can wish is somebody will take out Pelosi soon or she'll have a heart attack. Anything. Just get rid of her because Joey can't last much longer. Kamala is trying to educate people about Russia and Ukraine. Russia's a big country. And it's right next to Ukraine, which is a little country. Just a stupid babbling way she's talking. And it's like, oh my God, shut up. You've got that clip. I don't want to hear that clip. I can't stand looking at her, let alone listening to her babble. All right, so here's a question. And I guess to some degree, it's got a lot to do with Russia and Ukraine in one form or another. How likely is World War III? Let's talk a little bit about gold. And the reasons why gold is going to triple in value over the next 5 years. Now, Putin's war in Ukraine has caused significant moves in major commodities. And since the invasion of the Ukraine on the 24th of February, the prices of gold, oil, uranium, and even soft commodities like wheat have all rallied. I mean, are you ready to fork out 10 bucks for a loaf of bread, folks? Come on, gasoline is already running in the $7 range in California. Now, I know we're not in California, but I'm going to tell you what. I got up in the middle of the night last week, a little after 2 o'clock. I couldn't sleep. Yeah, well, that's been real common with me lately anyway. Matter of fact, I've had an hour and a half sleep since yesterday when I woke up at 10:30 in the morning. And Lord knows how I'm getting by, but I'm getting by somehow. So I went to Circle K. I wanted to get a drink and a particular snack that I go there to get. Yeah, I know I shouldn't, but they're sweet rolls, but they're like little triangle deals that are stuffed with apple, and they're really good. So I get there, and the front door has got a sign saying, closed for restocking. I also realized I needed gas. So I backed up to the pump. The pumps were open. $3.79. Now, keep in mind, when Joey took office, it was only $2-something, right? This is in Arizona. I don't know what you're paying. So $3.79. I fill up the tank. I was by there night before last, $4.29. It seems like it's going up 10 cents every couple hours. All right, so we've talked about the increase of cost of this, that, and the other thing, the wheat, what bread is going to start costing, etc. And although a diplomatic resolution to this conflict of Russia and Ukraine will most likely be reached, ha ha ha, the war will leave a deep impact on markets for years to come. It's only a matter of time, folks, before Russia runs out of resources to continue a protracted war. It's been said that Putin probably believes that his hand was forced into that circumstance, and I think that he has been surprised by the lack of conventional capabilities enjoyed by the Russian forces. Oh, by the way, the Russians wound up firing on several hospitals, killing women and children. Now, Putin, as a politician, probably didn't understand enough about the Russian economy to understand the real pain, the fact that he will, sooner rather than later, be unable to afford this war. Now, I'm reminded of less combatants, which is to say, Eritrea, Ethiopia. Their war 15 or 20 years ago ended because neither side could pay the gasoline bill. They literally ran out of fuel. Billionaire investor Bill Ackman recently said that World War III has likely already started, that we're in the early innings of Putin's global aspirations. Remember his move into Georgia in 2000, followed by his annexation of Crimea in 2014? Because with each victory, Putin was emboldened to take more. He's testing. And we are failing Putin's test each and every time. But you see, Russia apparently does not have the means to escalate this war too much, let alone fight a global war. I might suspect that the exiling of Russia from the SWIFT system and the inability to do what they do well, sell raw materials to the developed world, means that the economic dislocations that Putin faces, including the ability to wage World War III, are far more constrained than maybe some people believe. Ackman is an example. In fact, there's been speculation that in order to finance this war, Putin is going to have to start selling the country's gold reserves. Get this. Russia currently holds roughly $132 billion worth of gold. Nearly 2,300 tons, making it the fifth largest, biggest sovereign gold reserve in the world. And so in anticipation of a possible move by Russia to sell gold to fund further war efforts, yesterday a group of bipartisan U.S. senators announced that they're introducing a bill that would curb Putin's ability to liquidate his country's gold reserves by deterring potential buyers. And that legislation would apply restrictions on American entities making gold transactions with Russia's central bank holdings. Would it? And yet still, Putin may have other potential buyers, including India and China, should he need to sell gold to fund his military operations. That would most likely cause a short-term drop in the price of gold. But the fact that Putin is frozen out of U.S. dollar-denominated trade on a global basis and frozen out of the SWIFT system is turning out to be a much bigger danger than he had thought. But it might be that the only fungible asset that he has for sale is gold. And irrespective of the difficulty, that might be the only thing that he could pay his bills with, in which case we would suspect that whether he wants to or not, he would have to sell it. And additionally, it would be difficult to actually enforce any such ban on the buying of Russian gold. I don't think the United States Congress, my friends, has the ability to constrain liquid global trade in a commodity that is as liquid and fungible as gold. In other words, the idiots in Congress can say a bunch of stuff, but I don't think they can do much. They've already proven that. As to where the gold price is headed, when gold and the U.S. dollar rally in tandem, that has usually been followed by much stronger gold prices to come. In past cycles, gold has climbed at least sevenfold, and that is very likely that gold will double or triple by 5 years' time. Interesting things to consider, is it not? And let's be honest. Where's gold today? Gold took a pretty heavy kick in the butt overnight. Earlier today, it was down, $70 an ounce or whatever the case may be, and I don't even remember where that was. But gold currently sitting at roughly $19.90.50. And I don't know who's calling me, but I'm not answering it. Hope it's not my granddaughter. She tried calling before I went on the air. I didn't have a chance to call her back. Something else came to me a short while ago, and from Ben Garrison. Now, Ben Garrison, as you're all very much aware of, is a brilliant cartoonist. He's a damn good writer, short, easy-to-the-punch pieces that get into the political, as a rule. And yet there's one area I've never seen the man touch base on. Economics. In just a second, we're going to take you there. Rhodium ended the day flat at $17,600. That is down $2,400 an ounce in the last 2 days, since yesterday. Palladium up $33 at $2,905 an ounce. Platinum off $3 at $1,076. Silver ended the day down about 20 cents at $25.57. Gold ended the day at $19.90.50. And if you're looking to buy, and I've been busy today, and in fact, when I get off the air, I've got a gentleman we're going to be talking with about doing some stuff. We're going to talk about some of that a little bit later. The shortages of silver and the lack of ability to deliver most silver in a timely fashion has become very, very difficult. I talked with a local supplier of mine who is currently sitting on about 6,000 ounces of silver rounds. And they're available. I want you to keep that in mind. I can possibly, before the end of the program, give you a rough idea as to how much they're going for. You know, and I know I'm going to get some clients that can only afford to buy one or two rolls. We have a broadcaster on this network that usually comes to me every other month and buys one roll. But he typically is looking at around $500 range. Well, that's going to be out of question right now. I can give you a real rough idea as to what a roll of the silver rounds is going to run. I've got one individual we're looking at a full case of them. Let's try this. Okay, I got that times 20 plus 280. All right, so a roll of silver right now. These are uncirculated in the tube, 1 ounce silver rounds. You're probably looking at $623 per roll. Now, that's if you're buying one or two, three rolls. If you come to me and say, Jeff, can I buy a whole box? Yes, I'll get you a better price. And there's going to be some shipping if it goes out Federal Express for a full box. We're probably looking at $75 to $85 a box maximum, and if that's going from Arizona all the way to the East Coast. So there'll be some adjustments on shipping costs. They will ship for us, and nothing I can do about avoiding it. I can't be lifting anything of that weight, and they'll take care of it for us. So there are some 1 ounce silver rounds available now that could be gone in 5 days. They are so stinking busy, it's taken me 2 days to get a hold of this guy. And I'm one of the few clients that's got his personal numbers to get a hold of him at home, whatever the case may be. He finally got back to me. It's crazy. So there is some silver available. There may be some other stuff available, Valcombi silver, but last time I looked at Valcombi silver, I was told 4 weeks out. There may be some 1 ounce bars available. I don't know if they are on delay or not, but it's very, very difficult. You go to numerous websites on the web and you're going to be, you know, it's alert me, it's on hold, shipping the 16th, shipping next month. I with everything that's going on, if we're going to do anything, I want to get stuff into your hands as quickly as possible. Very, very important. Gold's a little bit different situation. As of 2 days ago, I was told we have access, immediate access to American Gold Eagles, South African Krugerrands, Canadian Maple Leafs, and I can't remember what the fourth one was. So there is stuff available in 1 ounce gold pieces. I can only urge any of you, whether you deal with me, whether you call somebody else, obviously if you deal with me, RBN is going to get some benefit out of it as well. That's very important to keep this moving forward. And you can reach me by phone, not when I'm on the air, 602-799-8214. You can reach me through email. If you go to SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com, scroll down to the right-hand side, the right-hand column, And there is a email address down there, kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. All our contact information, our address, our phone number is all down there. It's right below the Golden IRA widget, we call them. So there's stuff like that that we've got access to. And there are some other forms of gold. Obviously, we've talked for many, many months about the British pieces. And I just did some comparisons about an hour ago with a client who we've done business with in the past. And she's just decided she doesn't want to keep it all in the bank and decided to pull some funds out and buy some more goods. This became interesting. We took a look at some Valcombi 1x10s, which was a 1 ounce bar that breaks into 10 1/10 ounce pieces. We took a look at some Valcombi 20s. Which breaks into 21 gram pieces, but that's only like 1.6 ounces, I think, with the three of those. I think we were looking at three of those for her. It only came to 1.6 ounces total. Two of the Valcombi 10 bars would have come up to 2 ounces, and we wind up getting a far better buy and saved her some money, which is what I'm trying to do. Obviously, I cannot guarantee this price will be good in the morning. I can take tentative orders after hours, but it'll be based on what the market is the next day. I took a look at some of these, and for 18 of the British half sovereigns, and I updated the website last night to indicate that we were at $295 each. I got a lower price for this woman tonight at $286. So that was a nice $9 savings, and I'm out to get as much of that as I possibly can. If you come to me and say, I want to buy 100 pieces or, you know, whatever the case may be, you know, we'll endeavor to work our buns off to get better pricing, and I'm willing to do that. And these are King Edwards. King George's are presently out of stock, sold out. I like the Edwards. They're older. They're actually in unbelievable condition. This is all pre-1933 gold. I'm not trying to sell it as a rarity. None of that kind of stuff. I don't play that game. It just happens to be pre-33. It was legal tender. All of that is extremely important. Now, hold on to your hats, because maybe for once, some of you will understand what I'm about to share. Written by Ben Garrison, a brilliant, amazing cartoonist. The simple thing is don't take any wooden nickels. I remember some years ago going into the bank, getting some change. I paid a bill or something. I can't remember what it was, or cashed a small check, and included was 65, 70 cents worth of change. Then I got a nickel and change, and I instantly knew something wasn't right with it. During World War II, there were 2 years that the nickel was minted, and let's avoid the break today, okay? There were, although I do that most nights anyway, there were two years that our 5 cent nickel was minted that had no nickel in it whatsoever. They needed nickel for the war effort. They substituted it with about 35% silver content. Now think about that. Consider this. Once upon a time, our money was based on real value. It could be held in one's hand. Now, even to this day, a dollar is still defined in the Constitution as a silver coin containing 371.25 grains of pure silver. As most of us know, gold and silver coins, or currency backed by gold and silver, were the only legal tender. No, fiat money notes were forbidden. For when this country was founded, a solitary cent, commonly called a penny today, was a substantial slab of solid copper. Today, a penny is zinc. It's a zinc disc with a thin layer of copper on the outside. Now, a nickel, which was also known as a half dime in the 1800s, always had some copper in it. And as I just shared with you, during World War II, there was a nickel shortage, and so the nickels were actually 35% silver, and the rest was copper.
Oh, my friends, how things have changed.
You see, money has become a sad parody of its original forebears. Our money has, in a way, become wooden nickels. We've been swindled. Congress illegally turned over its right to regulate money over to private globalist bankers. And the Federal Reserve now prints currency like madmen. All of which benefits the billionariat. You know, the people at Davos, the WEF, the oligarchy that owns the central banks and the Federal Reserve. And their currency doesn't even have to be printed. It can be created electronically, and it's backed by nothing but debt. And it's allowed us to be ruled by an unelected cabal of globalist tyrants. It's turned our citizens and future generations into slaves. So what does all this have to do with today's nickel, you may ask? Because our 5-cent coin is now worth a dime, thanks to its nickel content. Oh, to be sure, nickel is considered a commodity, just like silver. The latter precious metal was stripped from our coins under the Johnson administration. So will they remove the nickel from our nickels? They already did it during World War II. A nickel shortage forced the U.S. Mint to coin the nickels using a mixture of silver and copper. That ain't going to happen again, folks. More likely, our nickels will become zinc discs. And if they do, why have censored nickels at all? The pesky change will be nearly worthless, but they'll continue to inflict the annoyance on us because the globalists are also sadists. They love making a mockery of our formerly real money, don't they? Recently, nickel prices doubled. But then, so's copper. The Chinese bank built a massive nickel short position, blew up on them. They couldn't cover it. And the London Metal Exchange, or LME, halted trading to sort things out. It's all being papered over now. But it shows us what can and should happen when real money gets suppressed. We've watched silver prices rigged by the central banks for decades. Oh, there was a glimmer of hope for silver back in 2011. Because you see, it was said that J.P. Morgan was in deep trouble with their derivative short positions on silver. And if silver had eclipsed $50 an ounce, and it looked like it would, J.P. Morgan could have gone under. Of course, the banksters weren't about to allow that to happen. No, they instead collusively and illegally shorted massive amounts of silver that didn't exist. So one reason I tell people, don't buy silver on Wall Street. You're not getting real silver. You're buying a paper contract for something that probably doesn't exist. So back to our story. So after this juggling around, the price collapsed back down to $13 a couple years later. Many of the stackers thought we'd get rich by means of silver. But we got crushed. Oh, J.P. Morgan had to pay a fine later on. Big deal. They and Goldman Sachs had access to a printing press. As it turned out, Bitcoin was the place to be. Of course, the latter was not riggable by the central bankers. Not yet. A friend said he was going to hoard 5-cent coins because of the value of the nickel inside. I mean, the metal value is higher than that. Sounds like a great move, but how does one sell a nickel coin for its nickel content? A nickel coin, 75% copper, 25% nickel. But it's worth a dime. But if you spend it, they will only receive the printed face value, just like a monetized silver coin. Which still says $1 on a silver eagle. Even though any coin store will charge you for the silver content along with a hefty premium. Take it to a bank. Spend it at a supermarket. You'll get $1 for it if they accept it at all. I'm talking about a silver American Eagle. It says $1. That's all they're going to give you for it. Now. But we're not in trouble yet. Try telling the IRS your silver is only worth its stated face value. They'll insist that you pay the investment value. IRS will tell you your silver eagle is worth the metal content, not the face value. You see, the tyrants want it both ways, folks. What a wicked web was weave and we abandoned constitutional money, huh? Thanks, Roosevelt, you prick. Well, see, we could try melting our nickels down, but that would require a smelter. I've got one in the garage. Who knows how much that would cost? So for now, the metal value in a nickel coin will go unrealized. Oh, and as for the price of silver, one can only hope we'll see another dramatic rise, but right now the shorts are still in control. When it comes to precious metals, paper covers rock. Federal Reserve paper cannot cover Bitcoin. That's why our political puppets are so eager to remedy that situation. Interesting commentary from Ben Garrison. I may well make this a permanent article with a link on the side. It needs to be there. It really needs to be there. Crazy stuff. All right, so let's talk about gold and silver. I've given you several examples of some of the things that we have instant access to. I've got calls from so many people that are trying to acquire. Back and some of these folks I've not been able to reach. And part of that is not their fault. It's mine. In and out of hospitals, doctor's appointments, it goes on and on and on. I got a call last month from Laura, 216 area code. Richard in a 208 area code. Charlotte, who I spent well over an hour on the phone with today. I've got so many other folks that are calling, that have left messages, who are wanting to buy. And the biggest problem that I've had is what is available. There are companies that will tell you that, in fact, there's one company out there that tried to sell this one woman nothing but bags of junk silver. Where in the hell is she going to get rid of junk silver? First of all, she's 73 years of age. She can't be hauling around, you know, 55-pound bags of silver trying to figure out what to do with this stuff. Right now, with all the issues, the health issues I've had, I can't even haul around that bag. Who else we hear from? George at a 509 area code. You people aren't being ignored, believe me. Gary, 518 area code. Peter, 360 area code. Dennis at an 810 area code. Mike and Terry at a 909 area code. There are several others who've made it plain and clear they want to do some pretty substantial stuff. Our biggest problem is, can we get it? I will work for you. But understand, this is your money. I'm not going to play with it. I want to stretch that money as far as we possibly can. But those of you who are interested, large or small purchases, I will be happy to work with you. It's very difficult for me to deal with less than a roll of silver. I've given you a rough price on that, whatever it was, 6 1/4 or thereabouts. And if you want one roll, two rolls, you want five rolls, which is 100 pieces, we can do all that stuff. For now. For how long, we don't know. So, as I mentioned before, you can reach me through the email, kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. One of these days, I'll get the original emails recovered and get them back functioning again. You can call at 602-799-8214, 602-799-8214. You can also, that happens to be a cell phone, which I hate, but you also can leave a text on that phone. And believe me, sometimes you're better off to text me if you can. I will see a text before I'll know that I've got messages on that phone. I finally sat down last week and was able to pick up. I had something like 14 or 15 messages that my phone's got something stupid. It doesn't give me any indication. So if you can reach me by text, great. You can leave a message. You'd be better off to email me. I'll see an email long before I'll even know that you left a phone message. So take advantage of all that. Let me know what you're interested in doing. If you text me and we've not texted before, make sure I've got at least a first name, and so I know who I'm calling back. And we'll take a look and see what we can do and how quickly we can do it. When I spoke with my major supplier, who is one of the biggest suppliers in this country, they supply almost every dealer out there, major dealer. I've been dealing with them for 30 years, and they've got some really damn good brokers. I've got one guy I've worked with now for probably 10, 12 years. I don't reach him very often because he's working out of his home back in New York or Pennsylvania, something like that. And that's what goes on. There have been occasions, because I, as most of you know, keep horrendously late hours. Not intentionally. It's just with everything that I've got going on right now, it's just I can't shut my brain off. I've got way too much stuff going on. I'm working on several years of tax issues and corporate stuff. I've got personal stuff to get done for last year. Just 6 weeks ago, filed our personal taxes for the two previous years. I don't have that much time to sit there and do this stuff. It's insane. Absolutely insane. So anyway, in talking with my suppliers last week, some of the silver that is very common, I can't get 1 ounce silver rounds from them. We're talking May delivery. Maybe now June. I can't have you buying something and having us sit on your money. It's not that I sit on it. But as soon as I get it ordered, I got to get paid for as quickly as possible. Then they get to sit on your money. I'm not going to allow that for 2, 3, 4 months. You know, and going to your local coin shop, my God. You know, I think right now, it's not uncommon just to find silver rounds at $5,550 over spot, if you can find them. My local guys got them, so we can do some stuff. But you're still paying that kind of price I quoted you earlier, and that's based on what the market is tonight. Tomorrow, if silver's down, then the price goes down. If silver's up, guess what? Your price goes up. But I'm happy to do it for you. in most cases, when I'm doing smaller orders like that, I can usually get by for, if you wind up buying five rolls, I can get by for about $15 on the freight. If you're buying a whole case, we'll pick it up. Don't worry about it. So there are some things like that going on. And occasionally, there's something else I'm working on as well. I like fractional stuff. It's just me, but I don't like the price of fractional. That's the big problem. You pay a very steep price for being able to get quarter and half ounce silver pieces. I had a supplier I dealt with for a good number of years. You might remember 2 years ago, we took orders for six or seven boxes of copper, 500 ounces to a box. And people sent their checks in, and all of a sudden, these people got greedy. First, the cost of copper went up, so you can understand that. And it skyrocketed. And they were now charging me more than I used to charge you. I couldn't allow that. What am I going to do? Come back to you and say, well, thanks for your money, but I'm only going to send you a portion of what you ordered. Or, yeah. I can't do things like that. I just can't do things like that. I don't know if the owner died, his son took over. Every time I see that happen, I see their business go do squirrely things. You know, John Kelly, Dr. Kelly's son, has had this issue for years and years and years. We worked with our bottler in Tempe. And the old man died, a man who'd known Kelly many, many years before. And Sonny Boy decided that the orders John Kelly was putting through for Kelly enzymes, which they were bottling, was not enough, that he had to increase the minimum as far as, we're just not doing a large enough order, so we're not going to waste our time. And it's the same situation with this this silver and copper supplier that I had. Marvelous Mint. They put out phenomenal products. But they got greedy. And all of a sudden, they didn't care about the fact that I was a dealer that had helped make them, because I had acquired a lot of product from them for our customers. They would drop ship for us. And all of a sudden it's, well, number one, the moment you place the order, you've got to wire the funds right away. Well, except your funds are on the way. So that means if I go in that direction, I can't even place an order with them for you until I've got your money. I don't like doing business that way. I don't like playing with your money. I don't like having them play with your money. I wouldn't like them playing with my money. So it's nuts. There's a lot of stuff going on out here. A massive amount of stuff. Some of these things that we share with you tonight about Biden ordering the study for government-controlled digital dollars. You can smell a rat, people. Why the gold price will triple over the next 5 years. We'll have these things published on Sierra Madre later this evening. Garrison's piece, A Nickel for Your Thoughts, along with his phenomenal piece of artwork, is already published. It's quite a piece to read. I had intentions of going in a totally different direction with tonight's program, and because of all that came before us from an economic standpoint, I'm going to have to hold this other thing for tomorrow night, and I will be here. I have no idea what I'm doing Friday night. I think I've still got a couple of music programs left we can pull and do something. I'm still battling battles, and I'm not going to bore you with all that nonsense. So, you can give us a call, you can email, you can text me, and with a text or an email, I tend to get back to people fairly quickly. Once again, unless I know I've got a phone message, I can't guarantee I'm going to be able to get to it. I sit there looking at a rule, at other headlines. And that's been very interesting because websites that I've gone to for years who have concentrated exclusively on economic stuff. Occasionally they would dabble in news. Has all begun to anger me. One of the websites, Jesse's Cafe American. Has always been predominantly an economic site. Fewer and fewer and fewer. He's had the same jobs report article posted for a couple of days, talking about SPACs and IPOs crashing and burning, talking about the Russian interest invading Ukraine. Who cares about the untold history of the Gettysburg Address? Oligarchs and neocons, U.S. Biden and the Ukraine. Major European indices plunged below 2,000 levels. Who will take a hit on the Russian credit default swaps? Senators target Russian gold with sanctions. Oh, come on, that's going to be a joke. Where these people come from, they're gutless. Every damn one of these people are gutless. You know, if people get off their butts, we could do a major overhaul in Washington. This year, I guess, isn't it? Interesting headline. If you don't hold it, then you don't own it. We're talking gold and silver. Don't pay somebody to store it for you. Take possession of it. If necessary, get to digging in your backyard, TC. I know people who do it. And if they die and nobody knows it's there, maybe someday, 25, 50 years from now, somebody will show up with it. What the heck is this? J.P. Morgan bails out a Chinese nickel giant facing billions in losses from a record margin call? What are they bailing out the chinky dinks for, man? This is ridiculous. Oh, interesting. Wisconsin special counsel now has alleged massive misconduct in the 2020 election. Duh. All that's getting buried. That's never going to come out of the woodworks. Hody do. I mean, this is another economic site I'm at. Forget about COVID. Elon Musk asked federal judge to vacate his 2018 fraud settlement with the SEC. A bomb cyclone could wallop northeast with a heavy snow. White House expects a high headline in tomorrow's CPI print. Zelensky calls Putin's nuclear threat a bluff and show off. Where's the economic headlines? I don't come to this site for this kind of news. And this is what's happening. My God, that most of them spent a year talking about COVID. 2 years. It's unreal. Labor shortages shift to higher paying industries. Yeah, there's sure plenty of jobs available out there, and nobody wants them. And the people that do want them, they won't hire because maybe they got a felony behind them. It's unbelievable. I think we're out of time, folks. Slip, slide. If it fits, it fits. Oh, yeah, slip sliding away, baby. Hey, thanks for being with us tonight. Give us a call if we can help you out. It's been nonsense. It's been tough. Let's see what we can get done for y'all. And don't let somebody else hold it for you. Okay? Lord willing, I'll see you tomorrow. Good night. He said, Dolores, I live in fear. My love for you is so overpowering, I'm afraid that I will disappear. Slip sliding away.
slip sliding away. You know, the nearer your destination, the more you slip sliding away. And I know a woman became a wife. These are the very words she uses to describe her life. She said a good day ain't got no rain. She said a bad day's when I lie in bed and think of things that might have been. Slip sliding away, slip sliding away. Know the nearer your destination, the more you slip sliding away. And I know a father who had a son. He longed to tell him all the reasons for the things he'd done. He came a long way just to explain. Kissed his boy as he lay sleeping, then he turned around and headed home again. His slip sliding, slip sliding away. You know the nearer your destination, the more you slip sliding away. God only knows, God makes his plan. The information's unavailable to the mortal man. We're working our jobs, collect our pay. Believe we're gliding down the highway when in fact we're slip sliding. Slip sliding away, slip sliding away. You know the nearer your destination, the more you slip sliding away. Slip sliding away, slip sliding away. You know the nearer your destination, the more you slip sliding away.
Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.